Good morning. Today we are following up on a critical concept we saw yesterday in the Maharik. The question we addressed yesterday was as follows. If the son wants to marry a woman and the father says, I don't want you to marry her because of kibud avda vahem, does the son have to adhere to the dictates of the father and not marry his choice woman? Or does he not have to listen to the father in this instance and he can marry who he desires, even if that is not the desire of his father, mother, or parents? And we paskin based on the Maharik. This is the psak of the Rama, based on the Maharik, that in fact, the son does not have to listen to the father. Kibud avaim does not apply in this context. And he brought three rationales, and we're going to delve into the first of them today. The first one went as follows. When it comes to who is paying for kibud avaim, for example, the father needs clothing or needs food. There's a machlokes who pays for it. We paskin that it comes from the father's money, not the son's money. It comes from the father's money, not the son's money. And that, explains the Maharik, is something that's external to the son. It's not causing the son personal pain and suffering. It's simply something that's external to him. It may cause pain and suffering to his wallet or his bank account, but not to him personally. But despite that, still, it's coming from the father, not the son. Kal v'chomer, he says, when it comes to something that would cause personal pain, suffering to the son, like being told he can't marry a woman that he wants to marry, that would be a very difficult, anguish-filled event. Accordingly, kal v'chomer from money, the fact that the son doesn't have to pay, certainly when it comes to something that is going to cause anguish to the son, it's not going to be the son's responsibility that he has to endure the anguish, and accordingly, the son is not going to have to listen to the father. So that's the concept we have to delve into today. Tsara degufa, what does that mean? The sorrow of the body, the sorrow of the individual, the sorrow of the son. He doesn't have to have sorrow from doing kibud avaim, but we know, on the other hand, that there are responsibilities, and if it means going to the store, if it means taking a trip, it means various responsibilities that are going to be incumbent upon the son, that is going to be a requirement of kibud avaim. So, in fact, there is a distinction here between tsara degufa, tsar, pain, anguish, difficulty. That is just like mamon, that the son doesn't have to come out of pocket, so too he doesn't have to have tsara degufa. On the other hand, that is different from tircha degufa, which means putting in effort. When you put in effort, when you have to spend your time, when you have to walk here, you have to drive there, that is tircha degufa. That is an effort that has to be put in. Certainly it takes time, but that is not anguish. That is not sorrow. And there's an important distinction. There is an obligation to put in tircha degufa when it comes to kibud avaim, but not tsara degufa when it comes to kibud avaim. And accordingly, based on that, there's a tshuva of the Torah Lishma that is the author, that is the Ben Ish Chai that wrote this, and he was asked the following question. There was a father that was requiring his son to do bizarre activities, very weird things. One example was that he told him, you have to, it's kibud avaim, you have to respect my wishes, I want you to take a stick, for example, like a broomstick, and I want you to go into our courtyard and I want you to ride it. I want you to ride it like you're riding a horse. This was not a young little child. The son was a grown-up. And he was terribly embarrassed to do acts like that. It's masa shtus. It's just people are going to think he's in Meshugana, that he's riding around on a broomstick, a grown man in a chas. It doesn't say exactly how old he was, but he wasn't a little child. And the son was refusing, I'm not going to do these things. Or he's posing the question to the Ben Ish Chai, do I have to do this? My father's saying, I have to do it because of kibud avaim. And the Ben Ish Chai turns to a related context. The related context is the obligation of a woman to show kavod to her husband. And this is actually an explicit gemara in Ksubas, that if the husband is requiring the wife to do various activities, that's going to make her look like, it's going to embarrass her, it's going to make her look like a shota, make her look like she's mentally unwell, then she doesn't have to do it. So the example brought down to the Gemara, if he tells her, you have to go and fill up this jug 10 times back and forth and just pour it into the garbage. pour it into the garbage heap, back and forth. Everybody's going to see it. Everyone's going to. So the Gemara says, so why doesn't she just do it? You know, what's the terrible thing? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Barav Chana, Mibnei Shinira Kashota, because she would be looking like a Shota. She would look like she is mentally unhealthy. In other words, she doesn't have to incur the bush or the embarrassment of doing an act like that. And the bottom line in the Gemara is, despite the fact that a woman is obligated to show cover to her husband, but if it's something like this, it's a ma'aseh shotim, if it's a ma'aseh that a fool would do, somebody who is mentally unhealthy, she doesn't have to do it. And we would force him to give her her ksuba, to give a divorce, give a ksuba, if he continues on insisting on it. She is not required to do that, even though she's required to give kavod to the husband, but she's not required to do a ma'aseh shotim, something that a fool would do. And based on that, the Ben Ish Chai in this tshuva, Torah Lishma, says the same thing applies when we're dealing in the context of kavod of a son to a father. We learn from the kavod of a wife to a husband, there's an obligation of kavod, but it doesn't extend to ma'aseh shotim. So too, when it comes to father and son, there's an obligation of kavod, but it does not extend to ma'aseh shotim. And that was the response. The son would not be obligated to go into the chatzar, into the courtyard, and to ride around on that broom or do whatever else would be ma'aseh shotim that would be terribly embarrassing for him. So, in fact, the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah points out that the Ben Ish Chai didn't have to look to the context of kavod between a husband and wife. He could have just looked at the tshuva of the Maharik. The Maharik himself said that in our context of, do you have to hear it, listen to the father, when the father says, don't marry that woman, the son does not have to. Why not? The Maharik explained, that's because it's tzara de gufa. Tzara de gufa, when the son is incurring anguish, pain, then that's not an obligation of kibud abayim. Tircha de gufa is, but tzara de gufa is not. It's just like we say, mishal av and not mishal ben, that the father has to pay, the son doesn't have to pay for kibud abayim. So too in kal vachomer, when it comes to sorrow of the goof of the son, tzara de gufa, the son is not obligated. And accordingly, bottom line is, he doesn't have to do any ma'aseh shtus. He doesn't have to be do any activity that is really going to be terribly embarrassing for him. It's a baseless, useless activity, and it serves no purpose, and that would be classified as tzara de gufa, and there would be no obligation on the son to be mechabed his father in that way. Have a wonderful day.